There's a saying that things are the most difficult the first time through. That once you go through something one time, the next time it comes up, it's a little easier. And I remember coming here some a year and a half ago, thinking, okay, just get me through that first year. Just get me through all of the cycle of the parish and how things are supposed to fall into place. And then that second year is going to be a lot easier. That didn't happen. We've been doing planning, and I've been planning out, mapping out my year, and that makes me turn around and look, well, how did we do things last year, and what were the circumstances and situations? And it's made me go through kind of the history of what we've been through in just a year. Of all of the highs and the lows, we're going to celebrate a lot of anniversaries this year, and it's going to bring back bad memories of when we had to shut down during Lent and then celebrate Easter with an empty church, and how for months and months we watched numbers of disease rise and deaths and stock market go up and down in every which way, and watch different signs and different highs and lows of the year. And I've been reflecting on those as I look forward. And of course, this isn't just my situation. It's not just your sick situation. It's a larger condition that we find ourselves in. It's not unique to last year or this year or anything, but really indicative of the human condition. That each of us, throughout human history, have grappled with difficulties. That as we plan to go forward, we recognize things aren't as they should be. Things are more arduous than we would like. Things are just hard. And I find that the story of Job actually paints this in a really helpful way for us. You remember Job, he's the one in the Old Testament where thing after thing after calamity fell to him. He lost all his family, they all died. Then I think all his cows died and his property was raided and he had boils and diseases that came upon him. He had a rough go of it. And we hear him today in his desperation. He's destitute. And I think it paints a picture of the human condition, of what each of us go through throughout our lives on some level or another. His words could be ours. He says, "Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? So I have been assigned months of misery, and troubled nights have been allotted to me. I am filled with restlessness. I shall not see happiness again." Each of us have probably said similar words in our heart before, whether it was this year or last or 10 years ago. Each of us comes to a point in our life when we realize, this is hard. This isn't what I want to live. I recognize my own woundedness. I recognize the woundedness around me. And I actually long to be free from that. I long for a healing. I long for someone to grab me out and pull me from my misery. This is the human condition. Now, this is what Job experienced. It's what you and I experience. And we see a picture of this in the gospel as well. As Jesus comes here to Capernaum, he's preaching. He heals Peter's mother-in-law. And then, did you catch this? It says, when it was evening after sunset, after Jesus had been healing and ministering all day, they brought to him all who were ill and possessed by demons. And then that line, the whole town was gathered at the door. They were all ill. They were all possessed. They were all at his door, recognizing their desperation like Job, recognizing how destitute and hopeless they were. But when they saw in him one who would be with them in their misery and actually bring healing and hope, they fled to his door. They sought him out. They wouldn't even let him go off and be alone to pray. They wanted to be with him because they recognized he is the one I long for. He is the one in my misery and brokenheartedness and desperation that can bring life. And this is why he came. He came to address that human condition. He says here at the end of our passage today, "Let us go to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." And so he went from village to village, town to town. He's come continent to continent, seeking out the lost, seeking those who share this human condition to bring us hope, to bring us healing. This is why we can praise with a smile on our face and sing this psalm today. Praise the Lord who heals the brokenhearted. That's me. I'm the one who has experienced my heart being broken. I'm the one who has experienced wounds and sicknesses. I'm the one. And Jesus says to us, "Here, let me bind up those wounds. Here, let me reach into your misery and bring you hope." And so that's what we come to do. We come here laying bare our wounds. We come here laying bare the burdens and the heartbreak so that the Lord can enter into those and to be with us. And so as we look forward to this year and the next, we have to look back and say, okay, what worked and what didn't? But we have to look forward with faith and hope and to say, maybe I need to change some things. Maybe I need to come to Jesus in a new way, in a more desperate way, like those who came to him at Capernaum, laying bare all my illnesses. Maybe I need to change the way that I come to Jesus. And so we look forward to how we might do that this year. Even Lent is a great time to do this. It's a week and a half away. It's very close. And maybe you think, oh no, I don't know what I'm going to do for Lent yet. I don't know how I'm going to come and pray in the Lord's presence and give alms. And I don't know how I'm going to make sacrifices this year. And maybe you think to years past and you're like, ooh, when Ash Wednesday hit and then the first week of Lent and the second week of Lent, I grappled it. Well, what am I going to do? Well, let's start preparing now. Let's start thinking now, how might I come to the Lord this Lent and this year with a new openness of heart, coming to him with my brokenness and with my burdens, coming to him with my prayers, bearing all to him that he may come and heal me. So today we come to him asking to touch us, to heal and bind up our wounds, that he would meet us in our brokenness.